There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. And today we're going to be looking at Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity, the demo, and other games, presumably full length.
Presumably. Yeah, no guarantees. Like,
we haven't discussed it, so you guys could also have reviewed demos or bits of the game. Although, it is rare for Thumb Cramps to review a whole game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But we don't review bits of a game enough. I want to review, I don't know, this one level of Crash Bandicoot or something.
Hey, that's
we
a good idea.
Do that more often.
Yeah.
Jumping in Jak and Daxter. Yeah, it's good.
Four thumbs. Yeah.
The mouse control in a variety of different games I've been playing.
Just in general. It varies, is my review. Depends on the game.
Yeah. I found a mouse good in first-person shooters because I can just move the gun pretty easy. But a mouse in Tony Hawk Hard can't move the skateboard as flawlessly.
Yeah. Yeah, so gaming mouse versus regular mouse versus an actual mouse.
Actual mouse I found didn't let me play the game, just bit me. So
very bitey, big teeth. They don't like cheese as much as pop culture would make you led to believe.
No.
Computer mouse hurts less. So, so pros and cons on both sides.
So,
Computer mouse though, good kisser. Yes?
Little bits of games. Hey, that's what I'm talking about today, because...
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Show me the money. That's not the same thing.
Could have been a contender. I know movies. Go on. Yeah.
I'm walking here. Come on, dude.
Real New York pizza.
I'll have what she's having. An orgasm in a restaurant. No one wants
that. An orgasm in a sandwich, dude. Yum. Oh, no, that's just cummy bread. Please review this.
Spread that on like mayo.
Please. Yeah, no, that's no good.
God, we're going to get trapped. I did this and I regret it. Please.
So, continuing Nintendo's trend of announcing a pretty big game and then releasing it a couple of months later, as is the 2020 tradition for Nintendo. It started with Paper Mario and they've continued it. Well done. That's exciting, keeping us on our toes. They announce a direct and they're like, here's some indie games that are on your Switch now. And everyone's like, wow, where's the big Nintendo game? And they're like, what? Bye. And then they're like, oh, by the way, this is coming out. Anyway.
Yeah, here it is.
So Hyrule Warriors, the first game, is pretty much like a Zelda reskin of a Dynasty Warriors game. It's a hack and slash.
Dynasty Warriors. Huh.
Mm. That's probably the right way to say it.
Dynasty. How do you say Duck Dynasty? Remember that show?
People do say Duck Dynasty.
Dynasty?
Yeah. Duck Dynasty?
Castle? Castle?
Castlevania?
Potato? Tomatoes?
Castlevania? Castlevania?
Dental dysentery? Please, Dusha. God. Yes. Go on.
Tom Cruise, Tom Craze. It's hard to...
Trump anyway. Crows.
Cameron Crowe. Movies. I know them.
Vanilla Sky. Tom Cruise.
Vanilla Sky. Tom Cruise.
Crow?
He wears a funny mask at points.
Yeah.
He does.
Eyes Wide Shut. Tom Cruise also wearing a funny mask.
That's you love bro. Funny mask. Mission Impossible. He sometimes wears funny masks funny that is other on. People.
Oh,
okay. Noticing a trend.
He loves to dress up, play silly buggers.
He does.
That's old Tom Cruise. Go on, please.
For the love of God, help us. We're trapped.
Dusha, something's wrong with us today. Please
talk about the game.
So, the original game I really, really liked, even though it is, like, a very mindless game. Like, it's basically, the story is really, like, is, if you've played a Dynasty or Dynasty Warriors game, you basically get like a chunk of story before missions that are all relatively similar. You'll be put in like a big battlefield kind of area that has a few keeps. You capture the keeps, that calls in reinforcements for you. You kind of work the enemy back, and occasionally there'll be extra objectives on top of that, like bosses all appear, and you'll be like, hey, kill that boss. And you're like, all right, sweet, that's easy. And every time you complete a level, you like level up, so it's got a leveling system, much like an RPG. Something that Zelda doesn't usually have. And you collect weapons and stuff like that. Stronger weapons, deal more damage, kill more guys.
Cool.
But unlike a normal hack and slash, the Dynasty Warriors or Hyrule Warriors or Fire Emblem Warriors, they're all basically the same game. But you kill, like, there's a KO counter in each level, and you usually, it's usually hard to beat a level without killing about 750 plus guys. So it's chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked the first one. It let you pick a whole bunch of different characters. It was a non-canon story, so you could have a team that was like Toon Link and Link from Ocarina of Time and Agoron.
Midna.
Or Midna.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that was fun, but like it meant that the story was just like nonsense.
Fair.
It would be like, oh, this Link's been sucked off into the Majora's Mask world. Now you got to fight the Skull Kid, but pick your team.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that's good, but like, I like the Legend of Zelda lore and the stories, and even though it's fantasy, something I don't usually like, for some reason this one has, like, Zelda just, like, sucks me off in the right ways.
Yeah.
We've all got, like, a suck-off we like. I get it.
Yeah, we do. That's life. Yeah.
So, basically, when they announced the sequel to this game, they brought in the Zelda writing team, and I was like, oh, that's weird and interesting. We'll see how this goes. And then they were also like, the Breath of the Wild voice acting team is back, which I have mixed feelings about because some of the Breath of the Wild voice acting is
cooked. That's not good news.
Cooked.
It's like the worst part of Breath of the Wild. The voice acting's atrocious. I hate the Birdman. His voice acting is like every horny anime guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, they then announced that it's actually a prequel to Breath of the Wild and that this game is set in the Zelda canon.
That's cool.
So it's set 100 years before Breath of the Wild. You're playing as the same Link.
And do you also get to play as, like, the horny Birdman, maybe?
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. Okay. Maybe. I'm not sure. Basically, the plot of the game is there is a character that is fighting alongside the Calamity War, which is where Ganon wins, and that's when Link goes to bed for 100 years.
Ganon become a pig man. And
Yeah.
Link have a nap. I know, dude.
So there's a small guardian that travels back in time. It's like a good guardian from Breath of the Wild that travels back in time to the start or just before the Calamity War and tracks down Princess Zelda to try and kind of in like an R2-D2 role, I guess, if I had to compare to like, it to be like,
you gotta
be careful.
Problems.
So this game is far more story-driven and makes a lot more sense as a cohesive game from what I've played, because the demo is the entire first chapter of the game.
Oh, wow.
So
that's heaps.
That's like a couple of hours. I think I've probably played it for like three or four, and I've done all of the missions available to me, but there was a surprising amount. It wasn't... So the first chapter isn't just like one level. It's like a couple of fights and a couple of scenarios and stuff like that. It's like four different playable characters.
Who can you play as?
So, the characters that are available to you straight off the bat are Link and Impa. And then within the first mission, you unlock Zelda. Then you get introduced to two characters that I don't think are in the original game, in Breath of the Wild, that are like a tinkerer and his sister that's like clever.
Oh, yeah.
But,
classic.
Yeah, classic. It's a very classic Zelda thing. They look like Zelda shop owners. That's probably the best way to describe them.
I'm there.
But the aesthetic of the game and the way that the missions are laid out, so in the first one, it's literally just like a square, like a menu that's like got a square, you finish that, and then it like crosses across one, and then another square lights up, and you select that, and that's the next level. This is, after you finish the first mission, you just get the map of Hyrule, and like icons pop up on the map, and then you select them, and you need to do a certain thing before you can do the mission. So for instance, there'll be one that's like, hey, you need to have killed 200
fellas.
And you're like, oh, yeah, sweet, I did it. And then you can also unlock things like the blacksmith, so you can like upgrade your weapons. You can unlock like the stables from the original games are in the same spot.
Get a horse.
Like, Well, you don't get a horse. You get, like, it works kind of like a market, I guess. Like, it's a trading post.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Fair.
But, like, immediately when I saw this screen, I was like, oh, this feels way more like Zelda.
It's like I remember seeing the original, like, Hyrule Warriors and being like, that looks like a game I just don't care about. Like, it's like, it's got that force field of, I'm like, it's too much to think about. It's a bit weeby. I'm good. But then all the trailers I've seen for this, what it looks like is, like, when you're playing Breath of the Wild, you meet all of the Guardians or whatever, or the Guardian fellas. So, I wanted to, in playing that game, play as those fellas. And, like,
the champions.
The champions, thank you. And so, like, seeing this, I'm like, well, it's cool, because it's, I think, what a lot of us wanted. And I remember when the first, it might be the second Champions Ballad, the DLC came out for Breath of the Wild, and there was a lot of speculation of, like, oh, maybe we get to play as the various champions. So it's cool, and you didn't, but it's kind of cool that they're like, oh, well, hey, you wanted to, you dirtbags, here you go.
Yeah, so that's something that I'm well aware of that happens in this game, and I haven't done it yet, because it's just the demo, and obviously they want to show us a lot, but not enough that you wreck the whole game for yourself.
Mm.
But, you unlock the champions, you can play as them, you can also use the divine beasts.
Oh, that's sick.
Which is crazy.
Whoa, big elephant. Cool.
Yeah. So presumably the scale of this game is just going to get massive. And I like it a lot so far, because it's cool to be playing in, like, a gap in the timeline. And, like, Zelda, the timeline was nonsense for ages. And then they released that book that had the official timeline. You're like, oh, I get it. Then they released Breath of the Wild, and then they were talking about a war 100 years ago, and you're like, what?
Okay,
that
I don't
doesn't
know anymore.
Fit.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Great. Okay.
That's good to know. Thank you, Zelda.
But yeah, it's like cool, because it's like you're playing. I guess it's kind of like the reason why the Clone Wars and the Star Wars prequels everyone was excited about, because you're playing. Look, you're experiencing the war that characters are constantly talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in this, you're playing through it.
It's cool as well, because, like, the Dynasty Warriors style of game is just mash through enemies.
Yeah.
And, like, that'll make it feel like a legitimate war as opposed to, like, I don't know, like, a lot of games I think might put you in this position and you fight, like, 10 guys and you're meant to be like, oh, well, like, that represents a battalion, but I know it's not really one. But in this, it's like, here's 700 battalion. Lads, you know?
Yeah. It looks a lot better than the first one as well. And another thing that I really like about it is, like, the aesthetic of all of the characters and the way that everyone talks to each other. You're like, oh yeah, no, this lines up. Like,
it
Link is wearing
like
Hylian, like, he's not wearing his, like, usual tunic, he's wearing, like, his Hylian armor because he's a soldier. And there's a lot of stuff that's customizable, so, like, if you want, and again, it's only chapter one of the demo, but, like, you can, like, unequip certain things, so you can change the way characters look.
Cool.
You can upgrade weapons and stuff like that, so it unlocks new combos, so you can take out more guys. Because it kind of has a combat system where it's like, all right, so if you tap Y 3 times, that's like a basic combo. You tap Y 4 times, there's like a powerful move at the end.
Okay.
Or you can go like YYX, and that'll do a spin attack that launches you up into the air. Every character has a special move. So Link has a bow, so you can kind of just shoot enemies with bow and arrow if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun. It's really fun. And it looks and plays a lot better than the first one. It's also significantly harder.
Does it play a bit like Breath of the Wild?
No.
Like, in terms of the movement? Okay.
So, it's still very much the same movement style. So, like, because the battlefields and that are so big, you can't walk at Link's regular pace. And there's no stamina or anything like that. Mm. So, yeah.
No climbing?
No climbing. But there's wall jumps.
Okay, that is cool.
Like, the levels layouts are, like, way more intense from what I've seen as well. So, like, the first level I had to do, I was being chased by a guardian, and I had to use a thing to reactivate some destroyed guardians that would then fight this guardian that's chasing me. And that meant that, like, I had to go up, like, a tower, which was something that's just not in the original game. So there was, like, verticality.
That's cool.
Yeah, look, this is a boring review because I liked the game and it's the demo did its job.
Yeah.
And now, the moment that the game comes out, I will play it. And look, 2020's been a hard year. If you've got a Switch and you're like, but I also can't afford to buy many games, I recommend trying this because
there's
the demo is
for free.
Beefy as. Like, hell, you get a couple of hours of play out of it. And yeah, if you like Zelda, you'll probably like this. If you hate Zelda, but you like Dynasty Warriors, you'll probably like this. If you hate both of those things, don't play this game.
That's fair.
That's on you if you play this and have a bad time, moron. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
just my last actual thought about the game is the difficulty being harder is good. Because in the first game, there was points, especially up until probably about halfway through the game, where I was like, oh, my health bar, like, I can't really lose.
Yeah, okay.
When now, like, in the first level, I had to use healing items and stuff like that and really manage my guys.
That's sick.
Yeah.
It sounds good. Like, I'm like, maybe I give it a go, even though it is not typically the kind of thing that appeals to me.
It's really good at just, like, it's the type of game that I can imagine Zamet getting sucked off by, too, because it's like, you're thinking, but also but you're really unaware of, like, time and stuff like that. And if you don't want to pay attention to the story, there's still just varying battles that are...
Well, that works for me, baby.
Yeah.
I never want to pay attention to the story.
If you want to pay a little bit of attention to the story, it seems like there's a lot there.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
So, how many thumbs? What are we talking?
For this demo, it's probably like a 4-thumber. I was really surprised.
Yeah. It's good to play a demo as well. That's classic. Yeah. Demos are good. Bring back demo discs.
Oh,
that's what I want. Yeah.
Bring back CD drives on game consoles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put a CD drive in my Switch. Let me watch DVDs.
Yes, yeah, not Blu-rays. DVDs only.
I'm not reminiscing about Blu-ray drives, Joel Zammit. I'm reminiscing about CD drives. DVDs don't even work. I'm just listening to So Fresh 2003 Hits of Summer. Switch.
I want in the back of my Switch for it to be big and chunky, and I can put a VHS in there.
Yes!
And I can watch the original Matrix on the tiny screen. That sounds like heaven for this boy.
For any of our listeners that are unaware, the Game Boy Advance briefly had an idea where they were going to put movies on game cartridges. And you can watch the original Shrek. It made it to retail. Shrek is available, the movie is available on Game Boy Advance, and is pixelated as hell.
Whoa.
Maybe that's how they intended you to watch it.
The Nintendo DS, whilst Switch doesn't have this, or any other Nintendo consoles, the Nintendo DS had a Netflix app. So you can watch The Irishman on your Nintendo DS.
Yeah, as Scorsese intended.
My only regret would be, like, I'm worried that if I was to fire up Netflix on my Nintendo DS, that I won't be able to have an option where both screens are playing the movie at the same time.
Yeah, that would be disappointing. Mm. You want to be split. You want to be doing this as you watch, head up and down.
Yeah. Nodding. You kind of want, like, you take up both screens, and there's just, like, this really awkward line in the middle.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Kind of either way is a winner, I would say.
So yeah, 4 thumbs for that demo that I really liked. And boy, I hope one of you has something interesting to say about your game, because gee whiz, my review was a review, and that's no good. Jesus.
Okay, well, I've been playing a game that I was watching the development of, which sounds more involved than it was. I followed the guy who developed it on Twitter, and I watched every update
Was it an accident? That's the only way I can imagine this happening for you.
It actually may have been.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have accidentally clicked on it in a thread of, like, here's some interesting video games coming up. And I was like, oh yeah, here I am. Anyway, the game's called Teardown.
Here I am, clicking.
You know how sometimes I just go for, like, a big click on the screen and click everywhere? Click. Jackson, this ain't in news to us. Anyway, so yeah, it's a game called Teardown.
Hell yeah.
I don't think it's voxel-based. I don't know what you call it. It's little cubes. Like, everything's made of little cubes. But like
Pixels?
It's like, as in 3D, like Minecraft-esque, but it's
like
not...
Like Lego?
Yeah, I guess kind of like Lego. But the selling point of the game is that it's completely... Every single thing is fully destructible with its own physics. So basically the way the sort of, like, levels play out... The basic story is, like, you're a guy who illegally destroys things. That's your job. So, like, the first mission, someone's like, hey...
Illegally?
Yeah, they're like, hey, this house is too big and I can't see the view or whatever. Can you break it? And so you go over there and you have a sledgehammer, a spray can, and a fire extinguisher, and you've got to knock down a whole house. And the way I ended up doing it is I went and found a truck and just drove it through the middle and then smashed out the kind of, like, remaining parts of the house fell apart.
Rules.
But then the majority of the missions, once you get into the actual game, are sort of They'll be like, there's three things you need to steal and then two bonus things that you can steal. But everything is they're like spread across the level. They're kind of like these big destructible environments. So far, there's like a marina and a factory that I've been able to go to. And they're like, you need to get these three things and you need to bring them to your escape vehicle. Mm-hmm. But the moment you tear away one of the things or you pick up one of the things, it activates an alarm and you have 60 seconds to get back to your escape vehicle. And the levels are quite huge. So basically what that means is you need to like set up a getaway for when you... So, and I suck at it. But
yeah, I can imagine. Jackson, I'm just being honest. Yeah. I can't imagine you being good at this game.
I thought you're gonna be like, Jackson, just being honest, I can't imagine you being good at a thing. And that's fair. Nobody's ever like, you know, Jackson's quite talented at, and then finishes the sentence because they can't. Yeah. So the level that I just finished, which I found quite difficult, I managed to do it, but I didn't get the bonus things, mm-hmm. was there were two classic cars in the marina I had to steal. One car was on a boat out in the dock, and one car was in a factory, I think. And so I had to like and I had to get them both into the back of a truck. So I got the boat that was in the dock and I just kind of like slammed it into the coast so that I could get in the car and just drive out of the dock, out of the boat and onto the land, get it into the thing. And then I had the other car that I tried to get really close up. I tried to like arrange speedboats in clever ways, but man, it's so difficult to do it within that 1 second, that 1 minute timer that you have at the end. It's so much fun. Yeah.
Just double checking, and I think you've explained this, but I just want to clarify to make sure I didn't misunderstand. So you can kind of mess with the level, and that's fine, but the moment that you touch like the objective you need to steal, that's when the timer goes off?
So, yes. So, for example, in the level where I needed to steal the classic cars, I also needed to steal like a piece of equipment or whatever, like it was like a document, say. And so the documents were in a room, and then outside that building... outside that room was like a dock that had a speedboat in it. Yeah. So I was like, well, I'll smash the wall here so that when I steal the document, I can jump. And across the bay was another thing I needed to steal.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I smash the wall and then I go over to where the other thing I need to steal is and smash the wall there, have a car set up so I can steal the thing, leap out into the speedboat, across the bay, into the next building, yada, yada, yada. You slowly... as you kind of play, level up and get more and more pieces of equipment. So the sledgehammer can break some things, but it can't break like brick walls or bits of metal. But then I leveled up, I guess, and I got a blowtorch. So now I can like, yeah. And then I leveled up again and got a shotgun, which I don't know what I'm meant to do with because I've yet to encounter an enemy. But I like going around
shoot
and shooting
the walls.
Yeah, shoot cars sometimes just to see what'll happen.
Like something because like I had a quick look at the graphics because I was like, how much is it like a Minecraft? Mm. And it's very Minecraft-esque, but it looks like more realistic.
Oh yeah, and it's beautiful. It's actually quite a pretty game in that. There's like, you know, sun rays, all that shit.
All right, Picasso, settle down. Jackson loves art now. Whoa.
No, I don't, guys. I don't. I think art's dumb. It's for babies.
Next is going to talk about Rembrandt or whatever.
I don't like Rembrandt.
Tell us about
guys.
Impressionists.
I don't like Rembrandt. I don't like Picasso. Yeah. I don't like...
how about Degas? We've got opinions on that.
I don't like Jackson Pollock. I'm not into him.
Sounds like a man who's very into art. Does a couple of drawing streams on twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. Now all of a sudden he loves art.
I don't like Vincent Van Gogh. I don't like any of these guys.
Starry Night is not for me.
I don't like Starry Night.
I like
Night.
Starless Nights.
Salvador Dali, don't like it. Anyway,
clocks shouldn't melt. Clocks should be a solid.
Most of the fun of this game is nailing those, like, when you've timed everything perfectly and you just, like, get with, like, a second to spare, get in your escape vehicle and make it out of there.
Yeah.
But also, just, like, wanton destruction and figuring out what the game is capable of is so great. So the boat that had the car in it has, like, a kind of top with some, I think it's got some smokestacks or whatever, and there's a bridge. And I was like, can I just careen into the bridge and shear the entire top of the boat off? And, oh, yes, I could. And did the game like it? No. Was it the only time my computer computer slowed down as it was like, please, you're making me do so much physics. Absolutely. But it rolled. It was just so cool that I could come out the other side of the bridge and be like, the entire top of this boat is gone. There's also like vehicles. There's a lot of construction vehicles in a lot of the levels. So the boat that had the car in it as well, the car was in a shipping container. And I was like, maybe I get this crane really close to the edge of the like the sea, and then I used the crane to pull the container up, but all I did was pull the crane into the water because I don't know what I'm doing. But it's just cool that that stuff can happen. I don't know, like that's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, no, that is cool. This isn't going to make good podcasting good either, but this is making me want to buy the game real bad. And yes, it is just good. Another review where we're both talking about how much we like this game.
I had a great time playing it. It's a bit difficult, but also I'm a grade A moron, so maybe that's what's happening too. I like you should clarify every review. I'm like, I had trouble, but I'm really not I shouldn't be your yardstick for difficulty. I think, and I hope that the stuff like the shotgun or whatever means that there's going to be more difficult kind of like maybe even enemies. It's the kind of game that I think would do really well with like the addition of like guard dogs and stuff for me to have to avoid as I made my way around the level. But I mean,
oh, let's be honest, shoot with a shotgun.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But I would like to have that option. I don't know why I have the shotgun. I can upgrade the shotgun. What's it for?
I can add an anti-dog clip. I don't know why, but
who can really say? See, oh, like, another fun. Yeah, please.
So this year, there's been a lot of criticism towards the amount that video games let you kill dogs. But here on Thumbcrams, we have.
I would like more.
Really reveled in it.
Yeah, I have not had my fill of dead dogs this year.
I've killed so many dogs in video games this year, and let me tell you, I'll do it again.
Not enough. one of the levels I had to destroy, it was like collect some things in the level, but also they needed me to destroy, you know, like when you have like a house over water, like on a pier? Yeah, I guess so, but it was like...
A lake house?
I suppose it's a lake house. I suppose it's Keanu Reeves, the lake house.
Was Sandra Bullock there? One of them's dead, was. Who gets hit by a car?
A tree grows?
Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is the dead one.
I guess it's Keanu Rube getting killed by a bus?
Yeah, she's like a doctor. He's at the twist is that she witnesses a man get hit by bus, and that is Keanu Reeves.
And let me tell you,
time travel.
So that's where they get united. But also, Keanu Reeves' death is the thing that influences her to go to the lake house. So if that he doesn't die, then she doesn't go. But then the movie falls apart.
He an architect. His dad is dying. I think
that's sad for Keanu Reeves.
Architect though, Jackson. That's like a building art. You love art.
That's true. I don't. Dude, I don't like the Guggenheim. I don't like... Oh, God. Come on. There's got to be some famous architects I can bring to mind. Nah.
The Louvre? How do you feel about the Louvre? Do you
That's
love
not
it?
A guy. The person that did That's the Gherkin in London. Yeah. That one. It's fine. I hate it.
Famous architect. Come on, Google. Oh, I don't like Frank Lloyd. What? Right. There we go. Phew. Everyone thinks I'm clever. But with that lake house
part, are you thinking of a house on stilts?
Yeah, but it's not like a swampy house. It's just like on a pier. It's like a fancy thing. Anyway,
did I say swamps?
No. That's what I associate stilt houses with.
Okay. So
I associate stilt houses with, you swamp man.
Hey, Jackson, let's just rewind a couple of minutes to when you said you're a grade A moron and that you shouldn't be used as a yardstick for anything.
Yeah, that's true. I should take my own advice. Yeah. But that section was a lot of fun. It's not even worth getting here because the way I destroyed that house on stilts was by driving a boat through the stilts, so the house just sank into the water.
That's
super
clever.
Satisfying, super fun. Mm. So yeah, look, I really recommend this game. I think it's great. It's one of those games that have been watching for ages, so it's exciting to finally play it.
Yeah.
It would be incredible if it had like a multiplayer option, but the amount of physics that would need to be synced is through the roof. You could never make it work in a way that was functional. But yeah, I really recommend it. It's super fun. Tear down, grab it. Probably 4.5 thumbs, 4 thumbs and a knock, I'd say.
Jeez Louise.
Another review where I say the game's good.
Yeah.
Zammit, take us home.
I would love to be saying, hey, look, I'm going to be reviewing a game that I haven't talked about before, and hey, here's some dumb stuff about this game, but look, I'm just going to be talking about keep getting sucked off by Hades.
God. Damn it, this episode is going to be our least listened to episode of the year.
It's such a fun game. And look, maybe a downside or not, but like, in regards to like killing a dog, there is a point where it looks like you're meant to be fighting Cerberus, like your three-headed dog that you love.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't. You don't.
Bullshit.
You just have to go and get like...
That
sucks.
Like a sack of meat or whatever and distract him with it. And then he loves that. And then you keep going. You can give him treats. You can pat the dog. And you can, buy like upgrades for his bed, which I do a lot.
Of course.
So, I love
how
that
long?
Dog.
How long?
Yeah. Look, so what I've been doing recently is is just kind of like, grabbing the Switch, chucking on Hades, and just like going on like, because we recently got an exercise bike, and this has happened while we were in lockdown, and like so I was like, okay,
I don't think we've addressed this yet, but Thumb Cramps is out on bail, everyone.
Yeah,
let
know.
Us out of here in jail.
How sweet
it's
it is!
So good. but so when we started in lockdown, I just hopped on the exercise bike and just kind of like went ham. So I'm sweating on my Switch while I'm having a fun time. And is it one of those games where I'm like, the whole idea of Hades is to be repeated. So it's just like, you get to the end, you keep going, you get to the end, keep going. And I got to the point where I had like another ending. So, and it opened up more to the game and it opened up like more things. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was like, how are you still playing it? Because I feel like last time we spoke, you were like, I've done everything. But apparently not. Apparently there's still more.
There is still a whole tab because it has like a lore thing that you can kind of like look into and you can like see like people who've interacted and all this kind of jazz. And there's a whole thing where it just says undiscovered, like a whole tab that says undiscovered. What is that? I do not know.
I'm excited.
I know there is apparently companions. I have yet to meet or get or acquire them. So there is so much in this game
that you can do
that I haven't done yet. And so I'm at this point now where I'm just like breezing through it. I understand speed running now. I kind of get it. It's just like a challenge. Like, how quickly can I do this?
Yeah.
And so, like, I kind of just got one of the weapons, which is like what I've been doing recently. Mm. So you can get like all different weapons, and there's like through the weapons you can get, you also have different aspects of that.
Uh-huh.
So, like, for example, like I'm using the rail gun at the moment. And one of them, like you just like I just unlocked, it was like it just chucks this like magma ball that kind of acts as an air of effect, and if you shoot it, it blows up.
Oh yeah.
But the one that I use is like it shoots like a rocket into the air, lands on the ground, big AOE thing. But if you land in it, you get like a bonus like a percentage power up for like the next 8 seconds, and then you just keep shooting, mowing down folk left, right, and center, and. I think I've gotten.
Yeah.
I've finished Hades. I think at the moment, my own personal record, I think, is like 23 minutes.
Whoa.
Which is like, I think that world record is like 6 or something. I don't know.
Hang on. Wait. Because this is a very, 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 very funny thing that's happened here. And I don't want us to just gloss over this. So, Jackson, have you ever finished a game and then been aware of the world record without actively looking it up?
No.
Okay, so do you know what that means, Jackson? If
Zammit looked it up?
That means that Zammit, when he beat the game in 23 minutes, was like, I'm a sniff here. I am legitimately a chance to have the world record.
No.
Zammit, did it hurt when you found out that someone had beaten it in a quarter of the time? Not at all.
I did not at all. It was actually someone on our Discord, our SansPants Discord, that was like mentioning
7 minutes and 16 seconds. I just looked it up.
So
7 minutes and
like,
16
seconds. That's insane, and that's crazy. Like, I cannot imagine getting, like, anything below 20 minutes.
Mm.
But, wow, kudos to them. But, like, it's a lot of fun, and it's just a lot of fun, like, how quickly you can do it. And I was just kind of getting on a streak of just, like, getting to the end. And there was, like, one, I guess, mini-boss. I didn't know about it until, like, halfway through playing it once,
yeah,
there was this like, so Charon, or the like the guy who like takes you across the River Styx. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely pronouncing that very wrong.
Where's
and
Alexi
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
where is Alexi? Probably, you know, recording Finding Desperado.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful new podcast with Cameron James on the ABC.
New episode every Friday at Australian time. It's a 6-part miniseries. Please check it out.
Please do. So he's like basically a shop, and so you can kind of buy like your boons or your upgrades there. And sometime there was like one time there was just like this like sack of money, and I'm like, ooh, mine, because like I just grabbed it.
Yeah.
And he gets mad because that's his money, and then he teleports you into like a boss fight with him, and he hits hard.
That rolls.
So I was too scared to fight him ever since. But then the other decks, so I was having a wonderful streak of like eight times of getting to the end and going back and getting to the end and going back. Mm. And then I was like, what if? What if it's now my time? What if I could beat him? And I did. But boy, did it ruin the rest of my run. But no, it's just so much fun, and there is so much to do with it. It's just like a game that they've really put a lot of time and effort into, just not just like the storyline, but like the they've used gameplay to tell a story, which is really, really great. Like every time that you die and you come back, they've addressed it. All those things where you're like, I love, you know, like you, Jack, how it's just kind of like, you know, you kind of like, how does the storyline, like they've tried to gamify the storyline, or it just kind of makes no sense, or they've just ignored it completely.
Yeah.
Whereas this one has really married the two concepts. That's of great. Like, this is the gameplay, here is a story, and they intrinsically linked. Go to town.
It's the kind of game I know I'm sure I would love, but I think I need, like, if we were on tour, I think I would be all over it. Like, I need that, like, this is your time, Jackson, to get invested. Dusha, I was wondering, can you check the tomes for how long Joel Zammit's been playing?
Oh, yeah, please, because I have yet to check.
Can you check the Thumb Cramps almanac to find out?
The archives. Yeah. Grab out that dusty book and blow on it a bit. Right,
give me one second. I actually blew on my Switch, which is just a little joke for us, but you got the sound effect, but I did it.
Yeah, that's good.
So I've already opened it up, and
I'm glad.
Zammit, 50 hours or more.
Wow.
That's, and if a run's taking you now 25-ish minutes to
that's many runs.
It's usually about 30 minutes. It's usually like averaging about 30 odd minutes.
So you've only beaten it 100 times.
And that doesn't include all the times that I stuffed up.
You stacked shit,
like, And like also around the times of like going around and chatting to all like the people in the hometown of Hades. But like it's just a lot of fun. Like there's now, it's gotten to the point, because it's usually like a pretty good strategy of what you want to try and do is like with the railgun at least is like, cool, try and go for like the Zeus boon or like the Athena boon to kind of have either deflection or whatever.
He could be lying to us. These could just be made up.
He could be saying anything. Doesn't mean nothing. It's great.
Yeah.
Zoon boon. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Yeah, great.
So the way it works is like all the Greek gods, you can kind of get these, like they grant you boons. Mm-hmm. And
they
depending on like,
boons. Okay.
They grant you boons.
I know what a boon is.
You know what a boon is?
A boon's like a
you
gift.
You know a boon?
Yeah.
A boon.
Yes.
Grant me this boon on high or whatever. Yeah. So all the different gods give you different boons. And so like say Dionysus is like the god of, you know, partying and wine.
Uh-huh.
And so his stuff is a lot of the things of like, you know, like, if you attack, you cause the NPCs to have the hangover effect, which they take a damage over time. If you use, say, Poseidon, it's like a wave effect and it knocks them back, and then you can kind of upgrade that or get different boons that kind of does damage when it hits walls, et cetera, et cetera. And like Zeus is like basically chain lightning. And so like a good strategy is to get like, you know, Zeus's boon as well. And while you're using the, try and get the Daedalus hammer that will alter the rail gun that has like maybe sort of 5 bombs instead of the usual one.
One day when you're describing kind of Hades to a Zammit, you should just start saying things that aren't true halfway through and see if we notice.
No, you won't. You just won't.
He said Zoon boon to us and we were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that checks out, dude.
Then did you say Athena's Zoon after that?
Do you mean like not quite an iPod, like a Zoom?
yeah, he's one of those is in it.
Okay,
you
know? Yeah, that's it.
And so like the strategy, like the user strategy is trying to go like, you know, get like the attack for Zeus and try and maybe get some more Hades boons so that I'm like faster and speedier and you can do all kind of stuff, or I can use my cast quite quickly.
Look,
and so
I need to
doing that and
you.
Trying to get that. Yeah. But now, yes.
Because like boons are a word.
Yeah.
But and it should be every time you say it that my brain accepts it more and more, but it's fighting it more and more. So now every time you say it, I'm like, he's lying to me.
We're getting just like, so tricked, sucked, dude.
I feel like I'm being tricked. This feels like a prank. Yeah. My brain hates it.
So while I usually try and go for the Zeus boon or the Athena boon, now I'm kind of been like, what happens if I just go ham? What if I'm whatever? A ham boon. And
I believe
so
it's
ham
bone, dude. That's what you're trying to say. That's the way you play with.
So now
with
I'm...
this?
Yeah,
this is a ham bone?
Yeah. Now I'm just trying different strategies that like I haven't tried before, and I'm opening up different avenues, because you can get like a duo boon, which helps... So your two gods grant you like a boon that they work together. So to really like... It's like a rare boon that you can get.
Did you know how ham boning is a style of dance where you stomp your feet and slap your body? That's like the perfect style of dance for me. I'm ham boning, boys.
That is good for you. But there's so much to do in this. Like every NPC you chat to does have like a little side quest. I'm trying to get like all the way up to kind of like have a little mission offer for them to do. I'm trying to like, you know, reunite Achilles with his lover. I already united Orpheus and Eurydice, and that was really
beautiful.
Nice. So it's like a lot of fun, and it's like a game that you can you know. If you have like 30 minutes, you can kind of go through a run pretty easily.
So
or if you're a world record holder, you could get it done in like five times in that like
very
same kind of time frame. So yeah, it's just again, I kind of wish we were on tour, Jack, so you could kind of like go ham on this yourself.
Hambo.
Because I think you would enjoy it whilst maybe performing a hambo.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's very funny because that's our third review that's just glowing and positive.
Yeah. Again,
we've
people
did
like...
nothing today.
Yeah. Tragic. So, yeah. Just it's such a fun game. If you haven't checked it out, like it's so good. The art is amazing. The music is incredible, and the gameplay is fantastic. And again, hats off to the creators for once again knocking out of the park with this big, beautiful game that I love and adore.
So I guess if you want to pick a game from today, just pick any of them, because I guess
they're
all
good. Sorry.
They're all good. Like, any one of these games feels like any of us would enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like, a game that's a hunger meter and that you know, you might die. That's, you know,
it's not a game where a grandma dies of an inoperable disease, or a game where a gorilla does a kickflip.
Yeah. So this is a game for literally, all these three games are literally, I think every one of us would enjoy it.
Yeah.
What we need,
this
is the perfect Thumb Cramps game. It comes up on the screen. It says, this gorilla will die of an inoperable disease. The gorilla stacks a kickflip, and then it says, you died of hunger. That's what we're doing. That's a perfect Thumb Cramps video game. Brilliant.
Five
we're
thumbs.
All like, whoa!
Did you play Gorilla Did you play Hungry Gorilla Grandma?
Oh my god.
Holy
shit. They finally
shit.
Made the perfect game.
And then it like the game pulls back after that happens, and it turns out that you're the gorilla's wife watching on.
Yeah. And we all stand up and applaud. Yeah.
I love this lesbian gorilla grandma.
And now for a quick word from our sponsors.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce. Masterforce Power Equipment at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Thank you, sponsors. And it is that time again. The time where we open up the Thumb Cramps email bag or inbox, depending on how you want to picture it.
Yeah, it's up to you.
So if you want to email us, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. Same name, two different locations. Mm-hmm. Incredible. That is synergy. Right.
Is it?
So first of
all, is that just marketing?
Yeah, well, hey.
Like same difference, I guess.
Yeah. Still clever. So good marketing. Well done. An extra layer of cleverness there is I believe Thumb Cramps was available on one but not the other, and I was like, no, I should keep it the same.
Mm.
Wow.
Clever boy.
Synergy in marketing. I really
together
can
at
do
last.
It all. Yeah. I'm the first person to ever put synergy in marketing together.
Huh. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
So the first email is from Kyle. Subject: question for the fellas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where the fellas? Let's hear that question.
Yeah.
Hi, Thumbers. Congratulations on winning best pod.
Thanks. yeah, it was sick to find out where the best podcast. That's us.
And then Kyle says, what game has the best rocks? Thanks, Kyle. Enthusiastic geologist.
I like
rocks.
I don't know if this counts, but in Uncharted 4 Among Thieves, or whatever, that's not what it's called, whatever, you can, if you go for a slide, you can see rocks like tumble down where you're walking, and they've got their own physics and gravity, and it's real satisfying.
That's
so I pick
good.
Them.
I'm going to go into the breach because sometimes they'll have like rocks as an obstacle, which you can either like shoot and move into a bug, or you can push the bug into the rock and it'll cause them damage.
That
and
is
break.
Good.
And that was a lot of good because it's a good rock you can use strategically.
Yes.
I'm going to go for the rocks in Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Big boulders, you can blow them up. But also Gorons keep talking about eating rocks.
That's
good.
I love eating rocks.
Yeah.
The fact that Gorons eat rocks is good for me.
Yeah, I like that too. It's pleasing for some reason. It's relaxing.
I'm trying to think what other game has good rock. I mean, Minecraft's a really easy, obvious choice.
But I wouldn't say
Hades.
Good
Hades
rocks.
Has a good rock in it. There's a Baldi
good
that,
rock.
that, like, I think is it Sisyphus? I think whoever's pushing the rock around, up the hill.
Oh yeah,
that's Sisyphus.
Him.
I think that's
Sisyphus.
Oh.
There's Baldi. You can talk to him. He doesn't talk back. But Sisyphus.
Prometheus also pushing
back.
A boulder up a thing.
No,
and gets
Prometheus
his...
stole fire from the gods.
Getting the liver.
And then the
getting his liver ate by a vulture or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he gave. I know Prometheus' thing is he gave humans fire, and the other gods were like, "Yeah, you should not have done that. You're a big idiot, and we're gonna." I couldn't remember if he was pushing the boulder up and then he gets eaten by his liver eaten by vultures, and the rock rolls back down.
No. They're two guys.
Yeah.
If Prometheus came to me with fire, I'd be like, that seems dangerous. Take it back. We're good.
Can I put it in my mouth? Ah!
Dude, I've just discovered wet. I don't need dry so quickly. I just know cold. Don't get me hot. Damn.
Yeah. Hey, guys, guess what? I invented a burn.
I can't even pick this shit up. It just hurts.
It hurts.
Take it back, man. Ow.
I call this melty skin. It hurts a lot.
I know the concept of melting, yet don't know the concept of fire.
It's good to imagine me turning around with blackened skeleton hands to you guys being like, do we want this? This guy's selling, I don't know, it hurts, but do we want it?
I like the idea Prometheus isn't gifting us fire, he's making us buy it. Hey, you guys got $20, I'll sell you fire. God said you can't have it, but I'm here to say you can.
Oh, what can I use it for?
I got
you can turn your hands blackened.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
But we did need some of that.
I am sick of eating eggs wet. I wouldn't mind eating them solid, so.
And the next email is from someone who signs off as Tilamarama.
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 I'm not going to reveal the subject because that reveals the concept of the email. Sure. And it's
here's some sizzle.
Yeah,
sizzle.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Hey, you beautiful boys.
Oh,
have any?
Does he mean Alexi?
No, yeah, it's not.
And Cam?
Because this has been sent to the wrong podcast address.
So yeah, they
we should let them know.
They look. It could be for anyone that's not Thumb Cramps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have any of you ever played Yo-Kai Watch games on the Nintendo DS?
Sounds fake.
They are absolutely fantastic and utterly ridiculous. There's literally a yokai named Cheek Squeak that has a butt for a face and farts for words.
Yo-Kai
Yo-Kai Watch is probably my absolute favorite game series ever, and will fight anyone who says it's just a Pokemon knockoff with lots of exclamation marks. So they're deadly serious.
Ready to go.
Check it out if you haven't already.
I don't know what it is, but it probably sounds like a Pokemon ripper.
Check it out if you haven't already. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Winky face. Kissy kissy. Smooch smooch. Talamarama.
I remember when Yo-Kai Watch came out, I remember people being like, it's the Pokemon killer. It's basically a similar premise. Well, not a similar premise, but I think the idea is you go around collecting yokai, which are like Japanese folklore spirits. One of whom is an umbrella. One of whom is a guy who bends over to moon you, but he has an eyeball in his anus. I don't know who's the yokai.
That rules.
Yeah,
one of those guys.
What a trick, dude! Because you think you're just getting mooned, which is already bad, and then there's an eyeball in there. And you're like,
that's cool.
Well, that's actually kind of good because when you moon people, they're meant to be a bit offended, but you can't see because your ass is facing them,
true.
And your face is facing the other way. Well, now you can suss their offended face.
That's great to imagine.
Gaze upon your exposed asshole.
Yeah,
but does that mean that in regular you're just kind of seeing the inside of your cheeks?
Yeah, I suppose so.
You can disclose it, I guess. You got two on your face, maybe, still.
I don't know if you do. I like that. Imagine, like, you're a yokai with the eyeball in your bum hole, and you're like, I'm going to get them, and you bend over and look, but they're not, like, shocked. Just watching someone bend over and be like, oh. Damn.
Well, they start flirting with the eye, like,
oh, hello, eyeball in a butthole.
Eyeball.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Someone moons you, just flirt with their anus.
Yeah,
good.
What can they do? No one's expecting that. I remember Yo-Kai Watch, but I think I didn't have a DS at the time to try it out. But it seems sick, I guess.
Yeah, it's... So first of all, Talamarama, great news. Yo-Kai Watch has a mascot in the Tokyo Olympics, if that goes ahead.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's... People love it. It's massive in Japan. I think it overtook Pokemon at one point. It's a type of game that I would play if it came to Switch, but I'm probably not going to dust off my DS for it.
Yeah.
I think apparently there is like one of them on Switch, number 4.
Oh, yeah.
A quick Google... okay,
I'll go to the tones.
I guess I'm going to be colored by this question. They've asked, is Yo-Kai Watch better than Pokemon? Someone on Google has asked this. While the battle system in Pokemon is more complex, the combat in Yo-Kai Watch can be as involved or straightforward as you want.
So,
since the Yo-Kai will perform regular battle moves on their own, you take on a role more akin to an actual trainer than Pokemon offers.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
there you go.
Pokemon. Yes. There's four options in a fight.
Yeah.
There's fight, Pokemon, bag, or run. And then if you go to fight, you got four attacks. That's not very complex.
Yeah,
so
that is
Yo-Kai
true.
Watch is less complex than that.
Yeah.
Or more.
Or maybe more. I'm just having a quick search of my tomes, and
I'm looking at all the images on
images.
Google Image. I'm looking at the images and they're pretty cool.
Are you just Googling pictures of art?
Yeah, just looking up Vincent Van Gogh's
famous paintings.
Vincent Van Gogh, eye in bumhole.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do one.
Leonardo da Vinci, you know, the guys.
Michelangelo. I've just sussed the Switch store. And yeah, there's no Yo-Kai Watch in there, so...
Oh, that's... Yeah. Maybe we're not getting it. Maybe we're not worthy. But yeah, it looks sick. The designs are cute of all the Yo-Kai. I like that.
Yeah. The fact that it's like tradition, like folklore characters is interesting. But it also makes me think that maybe there's not that many unique things.
Well, look, if we ever get a chance to play it, maybe one of us will.
We
maybe
potentially
not.
Will take that.
Yeah.
Or maybe we won't. It's hard to say, but Talamarama, the real thing is that we've reviewed a game that we kind of only were aware of prior to your email.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoyed it.
I hope that was what you wanted.
Yeah, and if you want to email us, you can send us an email at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod, or you can find us individually. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm at douche13.
I'm at all dogs are dead.
And I'm at goddammit Zammit.
Today's episode has been probably at least 30 thumbs.
Yeah.
And if you're enjoying...
A perfect score. Everyone loved their games.
And if you're enjoying this, let me tell you, if you like, comment, and subscribe, and you hit that bell, yes, Thumb Cramps will come to you just ASAP, just coming in hot.
Dude just lost his mind. So much effort put into this outro. Normally we're burned out by this point, and we're like, I don't know, 5 thumbs, whatever. Good night, have a good one. And on that note, you know.
Yeah. Dusha thinks we're trapped in a YouTube, so.
Guys, if I get to 100,000 views, I'm finally free of my prison in your computer screen.
Oh, okay. And on that note,
I've been Jackson. Why would we like this today?
And I've also been Joel. We recorded later than usual, and I think we got silly. But now that sounds like I mean in the middle of the night. It is currently 6:38 p.m.
It's just about dinner time.
Got the pre-dinner sillies. Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.